listening to the Toonbusters podcast. Have fun.
No one, no man. Say Davido na content creator. Make he leave music for who sabi. He was saying that one time that they were in Port Harcourt, Burna Boy was running after their car to snap picture with Davido. Ladies, Snare and gentlemen, Snare, I'm your host for today's Snare. As always, they call me over Snare. And you are welcome to episode 53 of the Toonbusters podcast. Today, I'm doing freestyle. I'm just holding the mic because today's we are doing something fun. The internet has been bubbling for the past few days. And that's all thanks to our senior man, Sir Davido 001. So Davido was doing an interview. I think I will let you guys watch the video first.
Everybody knows, man. I was one of the first Nia Wizkid blowed up. You know what I'm saying? So it feels good. You know what I'm saying? Seeing that then feels good also seeing the new cats coming up. You know, like Burna Boy, Rema, Fireboy, who is Mayoku. You know, I love new cats coming, killing it. Ashake, that's on my album. I think the feature in Afrobeats will go down.
As you can see from the video, Sir Davido said, kineko, blah blah blah. Let me cut to the most interesting part where he said he listed the new cats and he listed Burna Boy as part of the new cats, and that has caused problem, of course. Because I mean, when I watched that video, when I saw it like this in my mind, I was like, ah, fuck, it's about to be another madness on the internet because it's content, it's content and it's fun. Basically, the outsiders, Burna Boy's fan base, they are out to defend their senior man Odogwu, that why would Davido call him new cat? What the fuck? What do you mean? And Dirty BG are out to defend 01 Davido, that what he said is true, that Burna Boy is truly indeed an old cat, a new cat rather. And the FC, I think they are split into two. Some of them are supporting Davido that yeah, what he said is true, Burna Boy is an old cat. And another part of FC is saying, Burna Boy is not an old cat, he's not a new cat, he's an old cat as well, blah blah blah. So we have two parts like this. The ones saying Davido is right, that Burna Boy is truly a new cat, and the ones saying Davido the gas, say Burna Boy is an old cat. And I brought along with me some very very interesting internet conversations. I was able to capture some of the things that people were saying online, and I'm going to be sharing them with you today. The angry outsiders, they brought out their cloak and daggers to come and defend their Odogwu. Say, what do you mean? We are, you know, the video mentioned new cats, so now we have division of cats. Like basically, it's like, you know how we have Afrobeats, we have Afro Polo Polo, we have Afro Cortism. Now we have Afro Pulse. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Pause, as in P-A-W-S, Afro Pause. So we have old cats, the likes of them. According to the internet, though, like I would like to clarify this, that I'm not going to be sharing my own opinion on the matter on this podcast. Everything I'm going to be saying is all from the internet. I'm just giving you what people are saying on the internet. According to the internet, they said the old cats is the likes of Olamide, and according to Davido 2, Wizkid, those are the old cats. So the new cats, we have Burna, Rema, Fireboy, Ashake, CK, people like that. And then we have kittens. Kittens are like Ashake or Male. They even mention themes among kittens. And we have wild cats too. Wild cats are the likes of Zinoliski, Sheyi Vibes, Ruga. And we have stray cats. Stray cats are Portable, Odumodu. Lost cats too, Iyanya, Shantizu, Naramali. And speaking of Iyanya, everything was happening on Twitter, so Yaya also tried to basically squeeze himself into the conversation. He tweeted something like, you remember when he dropped Kukere, and then Burna Boy 2 dropped Like to Party, and then he was scared, like, Burna Boy's Like to Party will not cover his own song like this, and he went to drop Your Waist. And he put in the tweet that the rest is history. That's how somebody on Twitter now replied, 0150, what is the correlation? That's what the person said. The person was like, 0150, what do you mean by this? How does this thing correlate with what they talk? So if you don't get this joke, the 0150 that the lady called Iyanya basically means, like, you know, Davido calls himself 01. So they are saying, even among the top 149 artists, Iyanya is not even there. He's the number 150. Iyanya don't collect straight. He's not even straight bullet because he asked for it. He came to the fight that he shouldn't have. And I'm going to play one video now. They said a new cat when Iyanya tries to join them.
May I know you?
And someone said when he showed his brother the video of Davido, where it was the interview video, that his brother agreed with Davido that it's true now, Burna Boy is a new cat. That at the time when Burna and when Davido and Wizkid were still mainstream, that Burna Boy himself never even sabi waiting go to use do stage name. That he was still confused. That he was not sure if we should be using Burna Rankin or Burna Lee or Burna Boy. And they called Iyanya. They said he is once upon a cat. Bro, these Twitter people, they are very crazy. How will you come up with that kind of thing? How will you call an old man once upon a cat? Someone even said that it's only when you want to snatch someone's girlfriend that you should come out, that you should not come out for this discussion, that they don't call you. And this guy, B-Red, is Davido's cousin. He's also an artist too. He sings sometimes. But anyways, he was doing one, like an interview, maybe a podcast show. So he was talking about how him and Davido started, blah, blah, blah. And he was saying that one time that they were in Port Harcourt, that Burna Boy was running after their car to snap picture with Davido. Eho Odogu was running after Davido's car. That B-Red, nah, bad guy. B-Red was talking about how Spech was the one that introduced him and Davido to Don Jazzy and them. The bunch that time. So in the comments, people were like saying, which kind of cat, which one this one be? They were saying like Spech say it be middleman cat, say B-Red na lost cat, I be dead cat. And also I would like you guys to say to mention in the comments the types of cats that we have. And you know, there was one time I said it during that time that Davido had that tragedy that was not able to come online, that I was mentioning it on the podcast, that Davido, we miss him online, that the online is kind of dull when he's not there because he gives us content. So someone who was saying it on Twitter yesterday, I saw it on Twitter yesterday, this person said that it's Davido that always gives the music industry content, that without him, everyone would be boring. So someone now replied that, no, say Davido na content creator, make he leave music for who sabi am, say make him go to create content. If Davido sees that tweet now, how do you want him to feel? Anyways, moving on. Tenny, she also tweeted. She even used all caps to tweet. Someone was talking about female artists or something like that. So she now retweeted the tweet that people should stop putting female tag on female artists' name. That they should stop calling them female artists. Just call them artists. They are artists. They don't have to put female there. You know, when they want to mention vulnerable, they don't say male artists. They just say artists. But female artists, I'm even saying it now, but that's just how it is. I'm sorry, but Tenny was basically saying they should stop putting the female tag on female artists. You can't do it without saying it. I just said it again. So someone now replied that Odumodu Pink, I beg, we are busy. I don't know, that's what they call Tenny now, Odumodu Pink. That's her name now on the internet. So and in the comments of that Tenny tweet, someone now posted one video of Portable that was climbing speaker. So the person now said, if you show up for Tenny, make she climb speaker. If you show up, say, if you go other than Portable, then we go stop to the call of female artist. Make she climb speaker. So we are waiting for Tenny to climb speaker like this. So if you see any video online of Tenny climbing speaker, you should know what she's trying to do. And among the kind of cats, we have rejected cats too. I don't know which one, who is rejected cat. Maybe that you guys will figure that one out. Help me in the comments. We have new cats. Let me know who you think is new cats. Let me know who you think is old cats, lost cats, stray cat, wild cat, rejected cat, and if you get mine, to mention the dead cat. They say she vibes now copycat. Is he? They say Ruga is blind cat, and Tiwa Savage, forgive me. They say Tiwa Savage is pussy cat. And finally, I've basically given you guys the recap of everything, but I'm going to leave you guys with this. And let me note again, this is not my opinion. I'm coming from the internet to give you gist. It's basically like the person's analysis of this whole catastrophe. So they said we should consider three things when we want to figure out this cat debate. First of all, is the number of years an artist has put into music. Like the number of years they has been dropping music. And according to that, Burna Boy and Davido are cats of the same age, according to that logic of how long they have been dropping music. And number two, the number of years they have put in the industry. For number three is the number of years the artist has spent within the mainstream music framework. What? This English is plenty. Basically, they are saying the number of years the person has blown. Using number two, the logic of number two, they are the same age mates. Burna Boy played the regional game. I'm reading what the person said. Burna Boy played the regional game, blowing in Port Harcourt before moving to Lagos. Davido played at Atlanta too before running down here to establish. Pretty much the same timeline. For number three, according to that, the person said Davido and Wizkid started the game, that Burna Boy was not there yet. according to the person, not me. I'm not saying it's wrong, and I'm not saying it's right, but that's what the person said. And the person said, like, you know the term top three artists in Nigeria, blah, blah, blah. Before, we used to have top two, and that was Davido and Burna Boy. And if we have been honest, Seth, before, long time ago, now Wizkid, Olamide, that they always do before. But I'm not going to go into that. And you know these group chats where we talk about music, the WhatsApp group chats. If you're interested, you can check the description. You will see the link to join the group. Let's leave all the cards aside. Burna Boy performed at the Champions League final in Turkey. Burna Boy's performance in Turkey was very, very amazing. And he had a really good time. He made at least $2 million, according to what we heard. And you know Burna Boy said it that time that he made $100 million for Champions last League. Year. You know people saying he's a lie. So someone else said that now we don't make $2 million for Champions League. That $100 million go don't they complete small small. Another thing that's happening is Asake is dropping his second album this week. Where we did now? He has released a track list. I will put that. You will see it now. So this is the track list for Work of Art. That's the name of the album. And I'm very excited for the album. I'm sure Asake will not disappoint me. I'm not even scared. I know it will turn up very well. So let's all look forward to Asake's album. He's also doing a show at O2 this year. And one funny thing, recently there was some calamities that happened on the Apple Music chart. Like, as we talk now, one song will enter number one. Before you blink your eyes, another song will not enter number one. All these farmer people, God is watching you guys. Be careful with your farming. May you not go over farm, but at least the farmers are making more money, and there's the poor are breathing. So we are happy for that. Anyways, let me know what you think. Old cat, new cat, who are you supporting? Stray cat, lost cat, dead cat, wild cat. Which one is your favorite? Let me know in the comments. So I hope you guys have enjoyed my recap of the war of the cats, the battle of the cats. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said last episode, I have my exams, which is why I have to keep these episodes that we have now very simple, because I need to read. Not like I'm reading, but I need to act like I'm reading. So I'll be back again next week. I'll be almost done with my exams next week, and next week's episode will be even a lot better. So thank you guys for always coming. Peace out. Hey guys, so I want to talk to you about something that I really love. Aurum Unis perfumes. So the perfumes are manufactured in Dubai and then shipped to Nigeria. So it's basically a Nigerian brand with Yankee thought. And I'm pretty sure this is the brand of perfumes that angels use in heaven. So there are four different types of scents. We have Hermosa, we have Rush, we have Lust, and we have Equity. And this one that I have with me is Rush. This is actually my favorite scent. It's really nice. Here's the best part. You get 20% off all your orders when you use the promo code TUNEBUSTERS. And if you love Aurum Unis as much as I do, I want to be a reseller. And these resellers get up to 35% off the original price, which I think is a very mad deal. So if you want to contact them, you can text them on WhatsApp with this number 0704804. 2070. So try Aurum Unis and let me know which one is your favorite.